Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chof Dalet Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simen Shin Samach Gimel, and we are going to do Sif Lamed Emir Tzoshem today. And we begin on the very top line with the Mechaber, Sif Lamed. Movui Shetzido Echod Oroch V'Echod Kotzer. If you have an uneven Movui, you have one of the side that are called the lengths over here, that's the opposite sides have walls as opposed to the open side. So one of the lengths over here is longer than the other one. You can see a diagram of this in Dear Shu footnote number 122. You see on the left side, the wall is shorter than on the right side. It doesn't extend all the way out. And in this situation, you have different halachos in terms of where should the korah be placed, or eretzuas haPesach, as we'll see, where should it be placed. So the mavui should see do echad aruch v'echad katzar. One side of the length is longer than the other side. One is long, one is short. So the mechaber tells us afilu ein tzad ha'aruch odef al hakatzar arba amos. Even if it's just four amos, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkatan Kuf Chav Dalet, he will tell us v'adin afilu pachos v'zeh. Even if it's less than four amos difference between one and the other, not only four amos, that will nevertheless be an uneven mavui. And in this situation, the Mechaber continues, Eino meniach hakorah elo kineged hakotzar. So then in this situation, as in the diagram in Dirshu footnote 122, the korah that's over there has to be placed by the shorter of the two longitudinal axis walls over here of the mavui, as you can clearly see in the diagram. If you'd place it at the other end, you're going to have a problem, and that it doesn't encompass the proper part of the mavui where the korah has to be placed as a recognizable mark to allow you to carry within the mavui from the korah within. So you must place the korah in the correct location. However, avolam yirtze, if you want, alternatively, not to use a korah, then you could make yaseh shom tzuras pesach ba'alachson. You can do as in diagram Dirshu footnote number 123, you can make a tzuras haPesach over there, and now you can extend it from the shorter end all the way to the end of the longer end, because you now have a tzuras haPesach, which functions not as a heker, like the korah, but functions as a rechitza, as a real wall, and therefore a real wall can be on a diagonal, that's not a problem. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Sivkot and Kuf Chav Gimel, he writes, V'nimshach koslo l'rishu serab miyosi b'kosel sheni. As we pointed out, the length of one of the walls is longer than the other one, and it goes all the way up to the rishu serabim, whereas on the shorter side, it doesn't go all the way up to the rishu serabim. It stops short, and there's still mavui beyond it. Sivkot and Kuf Chav Dalet, we already read the first line, V'huadin afilu pachos mizeh, even if it's distance-wise, less than four amos in the difference between the two lengths over here of these walls. Gam kein imaniach elo kineged hakotzer, Dafka, the lobalachson. You still have to place it in a perfect horizontal line from one wall to the other, and you can't place it on a diagonal, which would be equivalent if you would put where the diagram in Dirshu footnote 123 has the Tzuras HaPesach. Imagine if you put the Korah over there instead of the Tzuras HaPesach, then that would not be acceptable. You have to do it exactly horizontal. It must be directly one side to the other side in a perfect right angle to the wall. Must be a 90-degree angle on both sides. It can't be on a diagonal. The reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vatam, the korah mishum heker asuya. The purpose of the korah is a reminder to say, hey, I better be careful not to go carry from the Rishus HaRabim into this Mavui or vice versa. Because a person could easily mistake it for the Rishus HaRabim and then carry within it or carry from one area into the other area, which is not allowed. And if you had this on a diagonal, it wouldn't accomplish making it recognizable. V'hainu, this is true. Dim yanichu bi'alachsom yishtamish b'tzad ha'oruch neged ha'oruch she'ein dofin kinegdo. Because in this situation, you may go and carry in the area which is not perfectly perpendicular over here. And again, using Dirshu footnote number 123 as an example, if it wasn't a tzuras haPesach, if that was a korah, you'd be not allowed to carry against any of the longer wall, which was not opposite the shorter wall. And therefore, if you carried in that area, you would be over-carrying over here, Miss Issa Durabonin. And therefore, Haroazeh, Yomar Shemut L'shtamish V'shusarabim. A person mistakenly is thinking you can carry there will also mistakenly think you can carry in the Shusarabim. L'vishayin Oso Odev Domesh Yeh Min HaMavo. He's not going to think that that extra part is Mavo. He's going to think that extra part is V'shusarabim. That's why when we get to eventually the issue footnote number 124 and the diagram over there, which we're going to read momentarily, so in that situation, it isn't the problem over here that a person might mistakenly think that's a Rishus HaRabim. Shesham lo yavol ayidei zeh, in this type of a scenario, the issue footnote number 24, the diagram, that won't lead litos to make a mistake, lahatu l'shtamish Rishus HaRabim, because people will realize that that's all within a mavoi. We'll get to that case in a moment. Then the Mechaber told us, Yasir Shom Truas Pesavay Lachson, if you wanted to, you can make the illustration that we have in Dirshu footnote number 123 using a Tzuras at Pesach. So the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Kuv Chav Hei, V'yishtamesh ba'kotzor k'neged kotzor, ba'oruch k'neged oruch. In this situation, as long as you're on the appropriate side of the Tzuras at Pesach, for example, next to the short wall, you're inside the Mavi from the point of view of the Tzuras at Pesach, and on the longer axis side, you're inside the wall also. So as long as you're always within inside the Tzuras at Pesach, which if you look at the diagram, we mean towards the top of the diagram, you're always to the right in the diagram of the Tzuras at Pesach, not to the, quote, left of the Tzuras at Pesach, so then you're allowed to carry. And the reasoning is, Vatam, the Tzuras at Pesach heavy kamo mechitza gemura. A Tzuras at Pesach doesn't function like the Korah does as a hecker, but it functions as a real wall. Halachically, that Tzuras HaPesach is no different than if you had a wall. U'mechitza gemura bevadei mahani afilu balachson. As I mentioned before, here's where I got it from. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that a Tzuras HaPesach is like a real wall, and a real wall can be on a diagonal. Real walls don't have to be perfect squares. They can be on a diagonal as well. And therefore, this is a perfectly good mechitza. And a Tzuras HaPesach, as we've already explained, can work even if the breach is more than 10 amos. And therefore, over here too, on the diagonal, the Tzuras HaPesach would work as well, even if that diagonal space was more than 10 amos. Gam kin mutter, ayi de Tzuras HaPesach. It would be perfectly good to enclose this halachically with the Tzuras HaPesach, and we've already learned this as well, kidileel bereish siv chavav. Now, Avol im yamid lechi echod etzel ha'oruch v'lechi echod etzel ha'kotzer. If, however, you were going and putting not a Tzuras HaPesach, but you were going to put a lechi on each side, so imagine diagram, Dirshu footnote 123, without the Tzuras HaPesach, just with the two vertical posts over there, a lechi on each side, ain't no mu'ilin l'shtamish v'lachson. That will not help you to allow this to be carried within. And even if it wasn't more than 10 amos between the two vertical posts, it still wouldn't work. Because the lechi doesn't work to make it recognizable. It works via acting as a mechitza. So you might have thought that this should be a good over here, because it would be no different than a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a mechitza. So too, the lechi is a mechitza. So we say no. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not correct. Mikol makom lechi shebitzad ha'oruch, the lechi that's on the longer wall over here, this vertical post that's over there functioning as a lechi, does not in fact make it into a wall. The whole of Ein Shom Mechitza Kinegdo, because there's nothing perpendicular to it. There's nothing exactly perpendicular to it on the other side. It's on a diagonal to the other lechi, and therefore, therefore, you'd only be allowed to carry opposite the shorter sides lechi, shumatir rach nichicho biyosher, because it will go and draw a straight line to the other side, and that's how it functions by having a single lechi over there for a mavui, but it would only opposite directly 90 degree opposite to it, but not on a diagonal. But where you need only one lechi, that only works for a mavui, because as a chotzer, we know you need two lechis. A mavui can have only one lechi, so we would disregard the lechi that's by the longer wall on the longitudinal axis, and we'd only look at the one that's by the shorter wall, and you would draw a perpendicular line across to the other side, and everything within inside that would be allowed to be carried within, because for a mavui, you only need one lechi. However, if this was a chotzer, avo b'chotzer, shetzorech shnei pasim, where you need two lechis, a mashu on each side, or b'mavo shalonu sheishlam din chatzeros, or as we've spoken out many times already, our mavui today, according to many poskim, has the halachic status of a chotzer. So then in this situation, afilu ad moko ma chotzer, gamkin eino mutu lishtamish. Then in this situation, you haven't matured it at all, because a single lechi cannot matur a chotzer. You need a lechi on each side. And here you only have one halachically, even though you may have two physically, but the one that's at the longer end of the wall that will not work. So you only have one lechi by the shorter wall, and therefore it wouldn't matter this as a chatzer, or if it's a mavi that has the halachic status of a chatzer. And therefore, achri shalonucha letzarif elav halechi acher sheino omid kenegdo, and therefore, since you can't include the longer wall lechi at all in our discussion, and therefore, al kintzarich lizor b'mokum shemamid shnei lechoyim, and therefore, in general, one has to be very, very careful when you're putting up the two lechis to be mater a chotzer, or a mavi that has the halachic status of a chotzer, like ours do nowadays, shiamidem b'shoveze neged ze. You have to be careful that they truly are perpendicular to each other, that they're aligned at 90 degree angles on both sides, and that they are approximately directly across from each other, and not below ba'alachson, and not at all on an angle. And this is brought down in Chayi Adam. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo, Shetido Echad Aruch, Shetido Echad Kotzer, towards the middle end of this long Bir Halacha, points out nearly borer. He says, it's clear to me, Da'al Koponim in Lahachme Ela Benire La'ayin Kol Shetzad Echad Aruch Mechavero. When you're talking over here as to one wall being longer than the other wall, so it just has to be not that exactly measured to the nearest centimeter, but it has to be from the naked eye's viewpoint that they're roughly the same, or that one is longer than the other. If it doesn't look to the naked eye that there's a real difference between the two sizes of the walls, if you measure it out, one wall was 37.2 centimeters and one wall is 37.3 centimeters, so that's the only way we know that one side is longer than the other. We don't take that into consideration. You just look at it, so to say, grossly, and say, yeah, these two walls look the same, and therefore it's not one wall considered longer than the other wall. The Alzeh lo shayach hatam ma'ashe perish Rashi shebnei Rishas Sarab miyovo lotos. Here you won't have any people in the Rishas Sarab saying, oh, there's an area here that you are allowed to carry, and it must be that you're allowed to carry in the Rishas Sarab. Furthermore, the Chavetz Chaim says, oh, nir lomar, dafilu linyan shnei l'choyim. Same exact thing when you have these two lechis, which is why I'm bringing this in now, that the Chayyadim over here points out, the Hizker Chayyadim, the Be'inu Shu Muchuvanim Davko Zeh Keneged Zeh, which we just pointed out in the Mishnah Brovia from the Chayyadim, that they should be directly one opposite the other, the Lo Balachson, they can't be at an angle, as the Mishnah Brovia pointed out, Afiluim Nachmed, the Alachson, Kotu Mikri, Gamkin Alachson, and if you want to say a little bit of a diagonal is also a diagonal, nevertheless, it has to be to the visible eye, to the naked eye, over here that it looks like it's on a diagonal. But if not, if it's not going to be recognizable to the visible eye, so then you don't have to be machmir in this situation and say, well, the actual measurement is a little bit off, it's 2 millimeters different. That's not the din. The din is, it should be directly perpendicular one side to the other, but if it's off by a little bit, that's only recognizable through measurements, that's not considered significant, but if it's recognizable to the naked eye, so then it is considered significant. The issue footnote number 126 has a couple of interesting additional suggestions in general for a person who wants to make sure that the two lechis are going to be directly opposite each other, because as we pointed out, you have to be very careful in a regular situation that it should be opposite. So he brings down two suggestions, you can see these in the diagrams in the issue footnote 126, that will allow you to have basically a board over there that either goes in or goes out, and this way you're almost guaranteed for sure that one part of the lechi will be directly opposite the other part of the lechi, because the whole board is not needed, you only need part of the board, so this way you're going to guarantee that you didn't make a mistake and off by a little bit that would be recognizable to the eye and mess it up. So these again are suggestions for additional guarantees, so to say, that you have them opposite each other. And I in the rest of this footnote for additional details. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Ubitzuras ha-pesach b'hani afilu b'lachso." We said in the Mechaber that if it's on a diagonal, as in Dirshu footnote 123, with a Tzuras HaPesach, then it's perfectly good even if it's on the diagonal. The Chanal, as we've already explained. Kosa b'chidushi Rashba, the Rashba writes, the Tzuras HaPesach mahani afilu hayotzad echot odev al-chavero arba amos v'yoser. We had started off this shiur today by saying that one side shouldn't be longer than the other by 4 amos, or even less, we said. And here he's telling us that if it is one side longer than the other by more than 4 amos, but you're using a Tzuras HaPesach, that is perfectly good. Hu kimo mechitza gemur, because this is a perfectly good mechitza. And again, as we pointed out above several times already, a mechitza, a wall, if it's on a diagonal, is absolutely okay, not a problem at all. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'tocha mavui yochel laniach hakoro bilachson. If you have within the mavui, within the two walls on both sides, for example, as now we have the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 124, where the Korah is on a diagonal, but it's totally within the airspace of the walls on both sides. It's totally within the mavoi. In this situation, the Mechaber tells us, you can use such a mavoi, umishtamesh bekotzer kineged hakotzer, ubaaruch kineged haaruch. In this situation, we essentially would treat this the same way as we treated the Tzuras HaPesach, that when you have totally inside this Korah, everything inside this Korah, on the short side from the short side point of view, from the long side from the long side point of view, if you're totally within the Korah's boundaries inwards, then that would be perfectly good, even though it's not even, even though it's on a diagonal. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuch Chavav explains, Ayin of the Taz, Shemitzadi, the Taz holds, the Davka in Balachson, Eno Yoser, Me Eser Amos. This is true as long as this distance is not more than 10 Amos. Because the Elab, if it's more than 10 Amos, he holds Hochi that it's Osir. In this situation, it would be Osir. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, I discuss this further, Ayin in the Bir Halacha over here, in Dibra Maskel Yochel Laniach, where he brings down opinions that disagree with the Taz, Ayin Shom, in Dibra Maskel Yochel Laniach. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maslu Einu Miniach Hakori Elo Kineged Hakotzer brings after the Maksis a shekel. The Hainu Mishum Da Afilu Imyanichenu Balach. So in this situation, if you had it on a diagonal, Afal Pikein Lo Yia Rashoy Letaltel Afilu B'Mokom HaAruch Elo Kineged Hakotzer. Even if you were to put it on a diagonal, then you still wouldn't be allowed to carry in that area. But he says, technically, im yirtzal aniach balachson, v'shelo litilto l'taltel ela kineged hakotzer rashoi v'chule. He brings down from the Matzis HaShekel that technically it doesn't ruin it if it's on a diagonal. You just have to be careful to only carry inwards from the shorter point, from the shorter wall, and not from anywhere beyond that. But technically it doesn't ruin it by having a korah on the diagonal. You just have to be very careful that it's only carried within from the shorter wall and inward. However, he then brings down the Prima Gadim disagrees with this and holds that the simple reading of the Gemara over here is that you can't use this on a diagonal. And if you do it on a diagonal, lo mahani klal, it's not good at all. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes, umistaver kavosi. This actually seems to be the more correct psak halacha. And that's the way he had left it in the Mishnah Berurah. And with that, we conclude today's shiur.